Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Phew, that got ugly quick. Why Kellogg will survive this storm? We don't need that kind of drama. And the first step to avoiding these train wrecks is to know what messages we can be the face of and those we must hand off to others. So let's go on a short trip to the dark side and identify what messages we should not be telling. First up, hyperbole. Have you noticed that clients can say great things about you that if you said them yourself, you would look arrogant? Yeah, I know, we need to toot our own horn, but there's a line here, and if we cross it, we veer into know-it-all jerk territory. The antidote is to share the spotlight with those you collaborate with. Now, this happens all the time, and that's because it works. You get the good news out there without looking obnoxious. A win-win. Second, messages that are outside of our standing. Now, this right here is why so many men got in trouble while commenting on the Me Too movement. You may be right, and it doesn't matter. If you are an outsider, or worse, seen as part of the cause or part of the problem, your color commentary will not be needed. Now, to avoid this pitfall, ask yourself, how well do I know this world? Do I live and breathe it? What kind of personal experience do I have here? If not, find another spokesperson, someone who lives in that environment and has the war stories to tell. Now, this isn't about being accurate or well-intentioned. And yes, everyone has the right to speak. But sometimes it's not always a good idea for us to be the messenger. Deciding who's the best spokesperson is a branding decision, part of an overall message strategy. It's not personal. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.